Now, Off the Shelf is the segment on the Book Show where we ask people what books they're reading and why they treasure them. George Williams is a constitutional lawyer, but in his spare time he likes to read sci-fi and fantasy. For Off the Shelf, George picked his top five reads in speculative fiction.
My days are filled with reading dense reports and academic texts about constitutional law and the mysteries and imperfections that define how we are governed. At night, I look for something completely different. One of the things I enjoy most is to stretch my imagination by being transported to another world or time, and indeed the more fantastic it is, the better. My interest in science fiction and fantasy books began as a young boy. Like other children, I was brought up on fairy tales and fables, but unlike others, I never left them behind. Despite the best efforts of my mother, I graduated to Greek myths and then went on from there. My love of science fiction and fantasy took a more serious turn in my teens when I read The Day of the Triffids. This classic of tall, green, poisonous plants that take over the world sparked my interest in post-apocalyptic fiction. Like The Lord of the Flies, it explores the darkness of the human condition, but this time set against the backdrop of fantastic possibilities of science gone mad. I've read many post-disaster books since then. I keep being drawn to what would happen should our societies crumble and humanity be cast into a struggle for survival. My favourite book of this kind is Earth Abides by George R. Stewart. I find I reread it every couple of years, each time to be moved and mesmerised by how a deadly plague has brought about the slow disintegration of civilization and how every effort to prevent this inevitably fails. I'm attracted to this book not only because it is such an honest portrayal, but because it has been correctly described, I think, as the best eulogy for mankind that has ever been published. My top reads also include some of the leading fantasy works, most particularly J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings trilogy. There's simply never been a better book written in any language about hobbits and orcs. I love this work because it is written with such depth that it is impossible to be anything other than fully immersed in Tolkien's landscapes and characters. As a fantasy novel, it has never been surpassed, though it has too often been copied, and many of its devices and plot lines have become clichéd in other hands. More than any other book, The Lord of the Rings is why I read science fiction and fantasy. It is a series that I keep coming back to each time, leaving with something new. A very different fantasy read, but also one of my favourites, are Stephen Donaldson's Chronicles of Thomas Covenant. I was told in this segment to keep my top reads to five books, but I'm cheating again here because you could not pick any as a standout from the Covenant books. These books come as two series of three books and have now been followed by two further books in another as yet uncompleted series. In any event, if it's not written as a trilogy, it's probably, in my view, not worth reading. The Chronicles demonstrate why the fantasy genre is not for the faint-hearted. Not only do fantasy authors tend to produce trilogies, they also write at enormous length. The first two Covenant trilogies together run to over 2,500 pages, while the two books in the new series total 1,300 pages. Bring it on, I say. If you've got a great story to tell and a world to explore, don't stop at one book or even one trilogy. Donaldson's books are certainly worth the effort. He's the best living exponent of the fantasy genre. His books stand apart because he subverts that genre. Rather than an heroic lead character, Donaldson invented Thomas Covenant, a stubborn leper who refuses to believe in the magical world to which he has been transported. Covenant is capable of both saving and damning the land, something he does in equal measure. Finally, I cannot go without mentioning my top science fiction work, Frank Herbert's Dune. It is rightly regarded as the best science fiction novel of the 20th century. Set on the desert planet Arrakis, it explores the coming of age of Paul Atreides against an impossible background of feudal warring, the search for genetic perfection, the miraculous properties of the spice melange, and Arrakis' indigenous inhabitants, the Fremen, who ride gigantic sandworms. Any novel, in my view, with gigantic sandworms is definitely worth a read. Dune is the science fiction equivalent of The Lord of the Rings. It inhabits a full and complete universe made totally believable by the skill and imagination of the author. Dune is exactly the sort of world and book that I love to retreat to at the end of any day.
Who could resist a gigantic sandworm? George Williams, with his off-the-shelf selection of sci-fi and fantasy books. When he's not reading speculative fiction, he's a professor of constitutional law at the University of New South Wales. And a list of his top five books is on the Radio National Book Show website, abc.net.au/rn/bookshow. I'm Ramona Koval.